From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama used his second campaign-style rally to urge college students at North Carolina State University today to help him get his new jobs bill passed.
The time for gridlock and games is over. The time for action is now.
The president also toured a plant in Raleigh where he announced plans to halve the amount of time that companies have to wait for the government to pay for contracts. Retail sales were unchanged in August as consumers spent less on cars, clothing, and other big-ticket items. Economists had expected a slight gain in the numbers, but say consumers appear to be more cautious about spending. Analysts also say Hurricane Irene didn't help and probably affected store sales along much of the East Coast. Meantime, the Labor Department's Producer Price Index, which measures prices before they reach consumers, shows no change in August. The Italian government has won the definitive approval of its controversial austerity package that's aimed at fending off a eurozone debt crisis. But as NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports, Italy may still require yet more spending cuts and tax hikes.
Opponents of the austerity package clashed with police outside parliament. While smoke and tear gas enveloped the square, protesters shouted demands for the government's resignation. In the last few weeks, the austerity package was changed four times due to resistance from vested interests within the governing coalition. With its government bonds taking a beating on financial markets and under pressure from its EU partners, Italy said it aims to reduce its deficit by more than $70 billion over 3 years through budget cuts, tax hikes, and changes in the pension system. Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has been criticized for his handling of the financial turmoil plagued by sex scandals. His critics say he does not have the needed authority to stem the crisis. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street as investors were encouraged by news that European Union leaders will not allow a default in Greece. The Dow gained 140 points. The Nasdaq rose 40. Private industry and trade associations sue the Environmental Protection Agency over more often than environmental groups. NPR's Ted Robbins on a GAO report, which comes amidst Republican attacks on the EPA.
The Government Accountability Office did its study at the request of two of the most vocal Republican critics of the EPA, David Vitter of Louisiana and James Inhofe of Oklahoma. The report showed no trend in the number of lawsuits against the EPA over the last 15 years, but it did show that just about half of all lawsuits were brought by companies and trade associations. A bit less than a third came from local and national environmental groups. The rest were filed by local, state, and tribal governments and individuals. The vast majority of all the lawsuits filed against the EPA were challenging the Clean Air Act and the Clean Water Act. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
This is NPR News. The CIA is investigating whether any rules were broken when it allowed agents to embed with the New York City Police Department. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, the NYPD had CIA agents build a controversial domestic surveillance program.
The NYPD has locked horns with federal authorities before. The department has a notoriously tense relationship with the FBI in the wake of its decision to build its own intelligence unit separate from the Bureau. Now it's getting some heat from the CIA. The agency is investigating whether embedding CIA operatives at the NYPD to build a surveillance program that focused on Muslim communities broke the law. By law, the CIA is allowed to gather intelligence overseas, but is not supposed to do so domestically. The NYPD has said it welcomes the CIA's investigation. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
The Tacoma School District says classes will be back in session on Thursday after a judge ordered striking teachers to return to their jobs. The teachers went on strike Monday, forcing the district to shut down classes for 28,000 students just 2 weeks into the new school year. The teachers have been working without a contract since September 1st. Their union says the main goal of the walkout was to get the district to resume negotiations. Local activists say the Syrian government is stepping up its efforts to crush an anti-government uprising. Witnesses say Syrian troops stormed several towns and villages near the country's northwest border with Turkey, randomly firing automatic weapons. Activists say tear gas was used to break up a crowd mourning the death of a human rights advocate. Syria's president is under pressure from the international community to end the government crackdown. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, in Washington.